Hello, this is Percy from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues in the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for the decisions we made. So, do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes.
All right. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
All right. Are you registered as a Democrat, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, all right. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life of Glenwood Springs? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
It's between not so good and good.
All right. So is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral to negative.
All right. If it choose one of them, though, which do you think it would choose, like neutral or negative?
I'll say neutral at this point.
Neutral? All right. So how would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
All right. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The first one is, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. Number two is, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or number three, no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
No fixes or repairs, but they're not in total bad condition, but they're in, never have failing.
All right. So would you say the middle one then, the second option that I said?
Yeah.
All right. So how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the levels of services provided by your local and state government? Would you say it's much too high, somewhat too high, about right, or a bit low?
About right.
About right. Okay. So as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. So if you could please, in this, like, please pass your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. So option one, would you vote yes or no to renew the one-half cent sales tax and add an additional one-half cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as the cover cost in replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Would you vote yes on this? Would you vote no?
Vote yes.
All right, vote yes. So option two, would you vote yes or no to renew the one-half cent sales tax and add an additional one-fourth cent to a total of three-fourths or three-quarters cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years?
No.
And number three, would you vote yes or no to continue the one-half cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance?
No.
Do you agree or disagree with the statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? So taxes are high enough already, and we can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree with that statement.
Agree? All right. And lastly, we just have a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. And if you could rate each as either a very persuasive reason, a somewhat persuasive reason, or a not at all persuasive reason to want to vote yes. So the first one is, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
Yes, I agree.
All right, so would you say this is like a very persuasive reason or a somewhat persuasive reason or not at all persuasive reason?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, all right. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We got good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute.
Somewhat.
The city's public work department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
Somewhat.
Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work and maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more.
Somewhat.
100% of all money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, the sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
Strongly agree with that.
Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1/2 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
Somewhat.
Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and aging pipe below, that work can be done faster in a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighborhoods or neighbors than is kind of currently necessary.
Somewhat.
The full 1 cent tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once so that when the streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be repaired.
Somewhat.
By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaking water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets.
Strongly agree.
And since the cost of construction materials for road repair is a significantly since voters last approved 1/2 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep peace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can be done.
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right. So having heard all this information on, like, both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? So again, option one, to renew 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes on the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed.
I would vote yes on that one.
All right. Option two, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent of a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years.
If that's an option, the only option, I would say yes. I would pass. Vote on.
All right. And lastly, option three, to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance.
If that's the only option, I'd vote yes.
All right. And finally, kind of for these two questions, it's still like kind of like, would you pick it from the three? So really, you can also say no if you like don't want it. It's really just based on that. So would you want to switch any options, or are you satisfied with the ones that you put?
I'm satisfied.
All right. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Would you support this?
I wouldn't oppose it.
I'm sorry. Did you say you wouldn't or you would oppose it?
I would not. Oppose
them. All right, so you would support.
Yeah.
All right. So what would you say is your gender?
Male.
All right. Could you please tell me your age? Or would you rather me tell you ranges and you tell me what you say under?
I'm 66 this year.
66? Wow. Happy birthday. Well, happy early birthday. So how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs?
Over 66 years.
Over 66 years, all right.
Yep, I had 9 months in a womb.
Oh, all right. So do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own.
Own, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
All right, goodbye.